This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States warned on Monday there would be severe consequences if Russia used a nuclear weapon in Ukraine, as Western countries accused Moscow of plotting to escalate the war on the pretext that Kyiv was planning to deploy a so-called dirty bomb laced with nuclear material. With Ukrainian forces advancing into Russian-occupied Kherson province, top Russian officials phoned Western counterparts on Sunday and Monday to tell them of Moscow's suspicions. The foreign ministers of France, Britain, and the United States rejected the allegations and reaffirmed their support for Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said the Russian accusation was a sign Moscow was planning such an attack itself and would blame Ukraine. The warring sides in Ethiopia were readying Monday for peace talks in South Africa aimed at finding a peaceful solution to the brutal two-year conflict. The African Union-led negotiations had been flagged to start Monday after a surge in fighting that has triggered alarm in the international community and fears for civilians caught in the crossfire. But as evening fell, there was no word from any of those involved about whether the talks had started or exactly where they would be held. Diplomatic pressure has been mounting to bring a halt to the war in Africa's second most populous country that has left millions in need of humanitarian aid, and according to the United States, as many as 500,000 dead. A spokesman for the rebel authorities in Tigray announced their delegation's arrival in South Africa in a tweet late Sunday. Addis Ababa said in a statement its delegation had left for South Africa on Monday morning. This is VOA News.